This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
What do you do when you know something is there, but you can't quite put your finger on it? Sometimes, even before you experience much, if you're familiar with this sort of feeling or event or thing, you start putting up protection beforehand. And then maybe you never actually do see anything or hear anything. But what happens when those walls of protection that you thought have done their job come down? And suddenly, guess who's been waiting around for a long time? That's what one person finds out in our next story. Take a listen. Ever since my family and I moved into this Victorian mansion about 110 years of age, all of us, mother, stepdad, two older sisters, and nephew, have experienced something. And unfortunately, I was convinced into creating a Ouija board and using it in my basement, thinking that I'd be able to figure out what exactly has been messing with me. Before I'd used the board, I had been rudely awakened between 5 and 6 a.m. on my miniature Sheltie, growling something in the far corner of my room. By this time, I'd been moved off our second floor and into a newly renovated attic space because I wanted to get away from my nephew, who's very animated when he sleeps. As in yelling, crying, and hitting. So, my mother created a space from everyone else so I could get my rest for school. And that's when the night visit started. My dog, Samson, would stand up or sit at the end of my bed and growl loud enough to wake me out of a deep sleep. He'd still continue to growl, even when I was fully alert and looking around for what he was threatened by. I had to pet his back, and eventually, he calmed down. Around the second or third time of this happening, I started to sleep with the light on. There was something that the light would make it go away. I was wrong. Even though there was a light on, I would still wake up from Samson growling menacingly at the unseen visitor. I was startled by all of this. Then I went out and bought a silver cross at the store, Spencer's, in the mall. I didn't do anything. It didn't help that I wasn't Christian either. Not under any faith but my own. I have my own belief systems even back then, and they treat me fine. So $20 down and not getting much sleep, this thing came about three nights a week, sometimes all in a row and sometimes spread out. I decided that next time I was woken by it, that I was going to yell at it and declare it to get out of my room because it's my space. It worked. Must have spooked it, because it left me alone for about 2 weeks. At 5:45 a.m. on Monday morning, someday in February of 08 or so, I was jolted out of a deep sleep by what felt like a punch in the back. It was on my upper right shoulder, in between my spine and the beginning of my blade. Now, I run an air cleaner when I go to bed, so even if there is whispering, I can't hear it because I have that baby set on turbo. It's drowned out the traffic and other noises like barking dogs. 5:45 a.m. is the normal time I wake up to get ready for school. But sometimes my mother or stepdad had the day off and I can't sleep in until 6:30. The punch didn't hurt that much. It felt like a friendly punch that a friend would hit on the arm. I was just startled by it. When I realized what it was, I was too tired to care. Went back to sleep until my alarm went off. When I got up, I checked for scratches or bruises, but there was nothing. Told my mother about what had happened and she said, maybe they thought you overslept. She's a big believer of the paranormal and watches those ghost shows on TV. So, I put it to the back of my mind. The following June, my friends convinced me into using a Ouija board. Let's just say it didn't work out the way I wanted it to. I was hoping that if I used the board, I could tell whatever was bothering me to leave us alone. Instead, I find out that there are four ghosts in my house, and one of them is a little 7-year-old boy named Ryan. That is, if it isn't a demon. And I really don't think it is. But after the use of the board, things just became a whole lot more active. The rest of the summer, I was awakened even more during the night now, ranging from 3 to 5 a.m. Most of the events are around 3:30 to 3:35. Remember, because Sam would always begin to growl, and my first instinct was to look at the digital clock in my nightstand. Another time I was lying down on the couch and Sam was asleep on my chest as I was watching the Discovery Channel. I felt his head rise up and start to growl at something that was behind the couch. I jumped up and looked around, but nothing was there. That was one of the few times that the thing had made itself known in the daytime. I let these awakenings continue until May 13th of 2010. And this is when the granddaddy of all my freakouts went. I decided to skip school because my oldest sister had come to spend the weekend with us. She had moved out December of 07 down to Harrisburg because she landed a really nice job in the health business. I was downstairs talking to her about it until 10 or 11 o'clock at night. We all have a DVR, so all my shows record, then I watch them a few hours after they air so I can skip through commercials. Just walked up the stairs onto the second floor, was making my way to the attic when I heard somebody say my name. Confused, I stopped, looked behind me, thinking it was my mother or stepdad. There's nobody there. My parents are both sleeping, and I know it wasn't my oldest sister because she was downstairs, and my middle sister and her son had moved out 4 months before this. It was weird because I didn't recognize the voice, yet I still assumed it was a family member. I shrugged it off and continued to walk up the second floor stairs into the attic. Now, my attic is nicely redone. It looks more like a third floor than anything. There's nothing creepy looking about it. I have another dog, a Sheltie poodle mix, Lila, and she was up there with Sam because my sister has a thing about getting dog hair on her clothes. Lila isn't as sensitive as Sam seems to be. I've seen her stare off into certain parts of the room, but she has never growled. I entered the room and sat down to watch the last episode of Supernatural, only reason why I remember the date. I get halfway through the show, and my TV just goes all static, like when you don't get a channel. It made this loud noise that almost made me pee my pants. I ran and shut the TV off, went down into the living room to see my sister, who was still up on her laptop while listening to the TV. I was so freaked out, I didn't even look to see if the dogs were behind me. They were. She looked at me and asked, "What was that all about?" "You know, Mom and Dad are sleeping. You're lucky you didn't wake them up." I told her what happened to me, and she laughed. She had only one experience, and that was when we first moved in. Her and my other sister thought they heard somebody in the house running down steps, is how they described the noise. Turned out it was nobody. She basically shoved off the experience as utter nonsense. She called me a chicken shit and told me to go back upstairs. One of the dogs just hit the button on the remote. In my head, I was denying it. Both of the remotes were on the coffee table when it happened. I never leave them on the couch. They get sucked into a cushioned vortex. Reluctantly, I walked back upstairs basically because she had to go to bed. She was tired. It was about 1 a.m., maybe a few minutes before, when I began my show again. 10 minutes into my show, I heard a voice whisper into my ear. I only caught a little bit of it. "Watching you" is the part I caught. I immediately jumped off the couch, looked behind me. I felt like their lips were right up against my ear because I could hear the "watching you" part very clearly over the TV. I paused the show and said, "Oh, I bet you think this is pretty funny, don't you? Laugh it up, because tomorrow I'm doing something about this." My cousin is in the middle of the room, off to the far left. Behind it is a good amount of walk space before you hit the ping pong, air hockey, and foosball tables. So the thing could have just been standing behind me the whole time, waiting to scare the crap out of me. By this point, I was just sick of being surprised. I made my older sister drive me down to Spencer's, and I bought 2 pentacle necklaces. I figured that if crosses don't work, then these should, and they did. I wear one all the time, and when I go to bed, I drape one on each bedpost. I haven't had a disturbance at night since. I feel very protected, but not enough to where I can turn the lights off. When I told my mother about all that I had experienced, she made me move back downstairs. My middle sister and her son are still moved out, but my oldest sister wanted to move back in because she felt homesick. So now I'm back on the second floor. The story about what I'd experienced very recently. It was June 4th, 2010. I'd just gotten out of school. I was moving my stuff downstairs into the second floor. Got my bed, computer, filing cabinets, little stuff I could move by myself downstairs into the room. My mother's old room, and she said she had no problems with this room. That night, I wanted to get fully rested because I had SATs the following morning. Silly me thought that all the nightly visits were over. So I left both pentacle necklaces upstairs, turned my light off for the first time in 2 years. I awoke to turn over on my other side when I saw a giant black figure standing beside my bed. Had a long, rounded head that looked like a finger, but black and a little thicker. The rest of its body and limbs were like that as well. I screamed, rushed off my bed for a light. When I turned it on, it was gone. I was so frightened, I ran upstairs and grabbed the necklaces and put them on my bed and kept the light on. I would have passed it off as a dream. It would have been a different time other than 3:35 a.m. I was never alerted by Sam. He was passed out on my bed, and I think I woke him with my scream. I just want to know what's plaguing me, and if it's dangerous. Other than waking me up, whispering in my ear, and that one punch in the back, that's all that's happened. I don't feel threatened by it. I'm just annoyed that it's messing with me and my sleeping habits. It's still a mystery. It's a mystery I'd like to put behind me.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.